Narcotic painkillers and the doctors who prescribe them illegally have become a new focus for law enforcement. New York City's special narcotics prosecutor, Bridget Brennan, has seen the volume of these pill cases jump from 5% to 20% of all cases her investigators handle. A huge increase, but the difference is not only in the numbers.
We are finding narcotic pills mixed in with cocaine and heroin and being trafficked by traditional narcotics organizations.
Investigators will go out with a search warrant expecting to find cocaine.
And lo and behold, when we go in, what we find is cocaine, oxycodone pills, maybe some morphine, and some guns.
Prescription pills have become valuable currency in the drug dealing underworld. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. Drugs and violence have always gone together. Now add legal drugs to the deadly equation. Nothing prepared us, said the New York City special narcotics prosecutor, for the Father's Day massacre at a neighborhood drugstore in Medford, Long Island. Bridget Brennan had her investigators on the case immediately after the murder of four innocent people killed for prescription pills.
The very next day, we reviewed all the records we had related to our cases and turned up some people who had been patients of a doctor we were investigating. One of those patients had a pistol permit, obtained his image on the web, saw that it looked very similar to a surveillance photo that was being widely distributed at that time.
That information helped Suffolk County detectives capture the killer, David Laffer. But says Terry O'Leary, the new head of the state's Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement,
that tragedy never should have happened. There was data out there that we could have prevented that from happening. And we need to use the data that we have at the Department of Health much more frequently. We need to use it earlier, and we need to be able to target these individuals.
There's a whole generation of addicted patients out there, said O'Leary, and a growing potential for violence. Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.